Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the differences between using a photometer tester, reagent testing, and also test strips to test your pool and spa water. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/IM/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. So I think by far the most common testing method that's used in the industry today is the reagent testing, or also the Taylor makes a DPT powder test. But in a large part, most of the test kits use a reagent, which is different colored testing solutions that you see in these test kits. Some are dyes, some are chemicals that react to the water that give you the reading. And the most popular test kits are the Taylor ones, the K2005, the K2006 for the service industry. And then you have the five-way test kit that's pretty popular, with the OTO chemical that will test for free chlorine. And one of the reasons why these are very popular is that the price point is really low, and you can pick one of these. You can pick up a high quality reagent test kit like the Kaler K2005 for $50 or $60. And the refills of the reagents are also very affordable on the reagent test kits. You can get a refill for maybe $1.50 or $2 per each test factor. So if you run out of alkalinity, you can easily pick up another 1 ounce container of it, or 2 ounce, 2.5 ounce, and it's really relatively inexpensive. The larger, of course, sizes will be closer to $5 or $6 for a refill, but still a lot cheaper than the refills for the photometer testers, and the price point on the photometers is a lot more expensive. So the photometer testers are like the ColorQ Pro 7, the Pool Lab 1.0, the Exact iDip, and of course the SpinTouch by Lamont. These are all photometer testers, and how they work is that they use light rays, basically ultraviolet light, to read the reagent inside the chamber, and they all use different methods. The ColorQ Pro 7 uses a reagent. You add 5 drops into the ColorQ Pro 7, and the photometer will read the color of the reagent and give you a digital printout based on that. So it removes a lot of the user error. With the reagent test strips or test kits, you have to actually hold up the results and kind of look at the color and match it up to the chart, a lot like when you're using test strips to match the color. So there's user error there, and if you aren't really good at distinguishing colors, the reagent test kit will be difficult for you. And also different lighting also affects it. How you hold it, what level your eyes looking at it also affects the reading. Whereas the photometers will eliminate all of that, because the photometer actually reads the color spectrum for you and gives you a digital printout, which is really accurate in most cases. And so the ColorQ uses a reagent. The Pool Lab 1.0 uses little pills that are pre-measured, and then when you put it in with the water sample, it changes color. And then the Exact iDip uses pre-measured test strips. When you dip them in the chamber and move them back and forth, it releases the reagent, and then the photometer will read the color. I find the photometers to be extremely accurate. I guess I should mention the SpinTouch, which is about $1,000 or $900 to $1,000. And they use a disc with pre-measured reagents in the disc, and as it spins in the device, the colors react with the water sample, and then it gives it a readout. So I'll probably do a separate podcast on each one of these testers for you, so you get a better idea of how each one of these photometers work, because each one's different, and they're a lot different than the reagent test kits because of the fact that they read the sample for you and give you the digital readout. The photometers usually have a higher range of readings than the reagent test kits. So for instance, most of them go with free chlorine up 10 parts per million, whereas your test kit, after 5 parts per million in most cases, it'll either bleach out the dye, or in the case of the OTO tester, it only goes to 5 parts per million accurately. So the photometers will give you a higher range in that, and they also will give you a more accurate reading because it eliminates user error. They're all pre-measured, again, either 5 drops of a reagent or a little pill or a test strip that has the exact amount on there so that there's no user error when you're reading, doing the reading. And then you have test strips. I did a podcast on the accuracy of and the improvement in test strips, and they are really good. Again, just like the reagent tester, you have to actually match the color of the results with the chart to get an idea of what the pool reading is, whereas a photometer will print it out. The drawback with the photometers is the price point of the units. I believe the two lowest price units are the Pool Lab 1.0 and the Color Q, both around $150, $160. You can see that's about three or four times the price of the Taylor reagent test kit, and a lot more expensive than the test strips, of course. And of course, the spin touch is closer to $1,000. The exact iDip, you can get the basic kit for $300 or $400, or you can get the more professional kit with the digital meter for about $600. So you can see that the photometers, although they are better, they're a lot more expensive. And also the reagents or the pills and the test strips have to be refilled just like your reagent. I don't think the price point of those is too dramatically more expensive than the actual reagent refills. So it's not really the fact of the refills of the tests for those photometers. It's the initial cost of the photometer tester that I think discourages consumers and also pool service techs from purchasing them, because it is an investment when you purchase a photometer versus using the reagent test kits. And then the test strips, of course, I mentioned that they are more accurate. They're a really affordable way to test the water. The range of the test strips, again, you have user error with that, and sometimes you really can't tell the colors as accurately as you can with a reagent test kit. And also with the reagent test kit, when you're doing like the alkalinity test, it'll actually change color when you reach a certain point, and the test strip will not do that. The test strip is going to stay the same when you're reading it, so you have to kind of match it up without having that color change to give you the exact number. So there's some drawbacks between the test strip as far as not being able to be as accurate as a reagent tester. And then, in turn, the photometer is much more accurate than the reagent tester. So you have those different levels of testing. I would say that the photometer is the most accurate. Then you have the reagent test kits that are next as far as accuracy. And then last would be test strips. But there's not a huge difference between all three of those as far as accuracy and range. I think the main difference is that the photometer will actually give you the digital readout of the test. So if the pH is 7.4, it'll say 7.4. If it's 7.3, it'll say 7.3. And with the reagent test, you really can't get that exact range. It'll actually give you 7.38 or something like that. It'll get really within the actual range. Whereas with the reagent, you're probably within, 7.4 or 7.6. There's no way to know that it's 7.4, 0.5 or something like that. And with the test strip, again, the range is similar to the reagent tester, where the range is a variant. So if you're doing commercial accounts or if you need to get exact readings on a pool startup, definitely want to invest in a photometer tester. A lot of these photometers will actually send the results to an app, like the exact iDip in the Pool Lab 1.0. ColorQ, the Pro 7, is going to get an update where it will send the results to an app. I don't know if that one's out yet or not at the time of this recording. So there's another advantage to the photometers, is that they work with a phone or device, and you can actually easily record the readings that they record in the meter itself, and then send it to the app. So you can send it to the customer or have it on record for the health department. And I really think it's advantageous to carry a variety of test kits if you do pool service. I have the reagent tester, I have several photometer testers, and I also use test strips. So having all of them kind of covers all the bases, and they all have their use and their benefits and drawbacks, of course. So let's look at the three main testing methods: the photometer, the reagent, and the test strips. This podcast is also brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. If you're a homeowner looking for a test kit or more pool care information, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have an ebook available for $9.99, and I also have a lot of links to these testers that I mentioned here in this podcast. And if you do pool service for a living, definitely check out my coaching program. I can give you one-on-one help with your pool business. If you have problems out in the field, you can definitely text me, and I can help you work through those. And I keep the rates really low so that it's open to just about anyone that wants to join. For $10 a month, you can text me. And for $20 a month, you can call me in real time. And plus, there's a lot of other benefits that go with joining the group. You can learn more about all the great benefits at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.